The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen. Daf Ayin Heh. Today's daf is being started in Neshmat Marat Zekinati Yafa Batzara, and in Neshmat Avram Ben Esther, Hashem Tenechem began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being started for Shulema, Moshe Ben Dina'el Narefana Lo, Fat Nefesh Ufat Gufatam. We begin today's daf on Ayin Dalet Amud Bet, and we are starting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. Gufa. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Modeh Beknas Malkach Ba'or Edim Patur. So Rav has a Shita. Rav Shita is that if a person is Modeh Beknas, and then Edim show up to incriminate the guy, doesn't matter, he's patur. From his hoda'ah, already he's patur, even though Edim show up later. Etive Rav Chazda l'Rav, so Rav Chazda is a question against Rav Huna. Etive Rav Chazda l'Rav Huna. Ma'aseh b'Rabban Gamliel, shesimeh et'en tobi abdo. Rabban Gamliel had a servant, had a slave, an Eved Kenani. His name was Tobi. So what did he do? One day he blinded his eye. V'ayah semeach simcha gedola. He was very happy because now his slave was able to go free. He wanted him to go free. And she says, "Lefi she'evet kasher haya, v'ayam mitavel l'shachrero." He was yearning to free him. The only problem was m'shachrer avdo over ba'aseh. That if you free your slave, you transgress the mitzvah ta'aseh. So therefore, it turned out they ended up blinding his eye. So he was happy. Oh, now he goes out. Mitzaol Rabbi Yeshua. So he found Rabbi Yeshua. Amar lo, iata yodeya. So did you hear the good news? Did you hear my servant Tabi went out free? Amalo lama. He says, why? Amale shesimiti et eino. So I knocked his eye out. Amalo en bedvarecha klum. Your words don't mean anything. Shekevar en lo edim. Because you don't have edim. And you cannot free your slave on your own admission, because that already is a knas, that the fact that a slave goes out. And modeh b'knas, patur. Therefore, you don't have witnesses to verify what you said. So therefore, it's nothing. So the Gemara makes it the yuk. Ha, yesh lo edim, hayav. It's mashma, that's the only reason why he wouldn't go out free, because there was no witnesses. Mashma, if witnesses would show up, he would indeed go free. V'shamrinan minneh, we can learn from this story, modeh b'knas, v'alkach v'awar edim, hayav. So you see that, mashma, if the witnesses would show up, the rabbi would have said, your slave is free. So you see what, even though he's modeh b'knas, so you see over here a question against Rav. Because here we're learning modeh b'knas, v'alkach ba'or edim from the Surah Masha, he'll be hayav. And Rav said modeh b'knas is, v'alkach ba'or edim is patur. So he goes, amaleh, shani rabban gamliel, dedo b'fne bedin odi. You can't bring it hayav there, because rabban gamliel's hoda'ah was not even considered a hoda'ah. Because it was not done in front of bedin. Which means he saw him in the street and they were talking. When do we say modeh b'knas? Is it modeh b'knas when it's done legally in a betin? So therefore, that's what he was saying. There's no witness, but if witnesses would have showed up, he would go free. Because your hoda'ah is not considered hoda'ah, because it was not done in betin. What do you mean? What are you talking about? Wasn't in betin. The Rabbi Yeshua, the one he was talking to, was abedin. So the Tzmasha was in front of betin. But says, no, even though he was abedin, shalom abedin, he wasn't in his office. He was outside of the betin. Havakai. V'atanya. So therefore, from this story over here, you have no da'ayah. I can tell you really the hoda'ah was not a hoda'ah, because it was not done in front of Beit Din. That's why I told him, listen, you don't have any witnesses. And if witnesses will show up, then Nechanami will free him, because he was not considered modeh b'knas. But in Nechanami, once he would be modeh b'knas, then already, even if the witnesses would show up, he would still be patur. But in this case over here, since there was no hoda'ah, because it was shalom b'fnei Beit Din, so it was not a problem. We have a brayta ve'atanya amar lo en bedvarecha klum. We have another version of the story. Rabbi Yeshua tells the Rabban Gamliel en bedvarecha klum. There's nothing in your words. You said nothing. Shekibar hodeta, which means you already have admitted. Look at Rashi. Shekibar hodeta. Mashma afilu atu edim batar haki patur. It's much from the second version over here that the rabbi told him en bedvarecha klum, which means since already you admitted in the simui ayin of your eved, you're not going to be able to free him because you're modeh b'knas, and you're modeh b'knas is patur. It's mashma. It's over. Even if witnesses show up, it doesn't matter. You are. You cannot free your eved based on your own testimony. So Gemara says, "My love." So therefore, we have a contradiction over here. The first bright, that's mashma, that he told them that, "Oh, what do you want? No witnesses came. Mashma, if witnesses would show up, so the witnesses would be able to testify that he hit him in the eye, and therefore he would go free." In the second bright, that's mashma, it's too late. You admitted already. Even if witnesses would show up, it's too late. Bottom line, you admitted, and therefore you're the modeh b'knas patur. So that we have a stira in the versions of the story. My love, tanaehi, which is, seems we have a mahalukat tanaim. Hi, tana dama shikiman in the cha'edim. The first tana that said, you have no witnesses. Savar modeh b'knas v'akakbao edim hayav. That's why I told him, you have no witnesses. Mashma, that if witnesses would have showed up, even though he was modeh, it's mashma, he would still go free, because modeh b'knas v'akach ba'u edim, he'd be hayav. V'haytan adama shekivar hodeta, and the second brach, that's mashma, it's too late. You admitted already, it's mashma savar modeh b'knas v'akach ba'u edim, patur. If it's too late, you admitted already. So seems we have a machloket in the brachot, based on the versions. So Gemara says, lo, dekul ha'ama modeh b'knas v'akach ba'u edim, patur. Really, I'll tell you, and everybody holds, once the guy's modeh b'knas, and then witnesses come along, it's too late. The guy was modeh spatur. And I'll tell you, this is the machlokin in the braita. Hai tana de'ama shekivar en necha edim. Svar chutz de betin hava. He holds that the hoda'a of Rabban Gamliel was outside of betin. Therefore, his hoda'a is not considered hoda'a beklal. That's why he said, if edim show up, he'll go out free. Because you weren't a modeh. Because you were outside of betin. Hai tana de'ama shekivar hodeta svar be betin hava. And the second braita learned, no, his hoda'a wasn't betin. And since his hoda'a wasn't betin, shekivar hodeta, gave over. Once you modeh, modeh b'knas patur, even if edim would show up, it doesn't matter, kivar hodeta. So everybody holds, according to both braitot, modeh b'knas, v'akakbar edim, patur. The machlok between the two brothers, what happened in the story? First, the version of the story learns that what? It was outside of betin. That's why his hoda'a was not hoda'a. That's why I told him, if witnesses show up, in the chanami, he'll go free. Because your hoda'a was not hoda'a, and if witnesses show up, we'll go free. Masha'ek in the second braita, they're learning, no. Really, it was in front of Bedin. Therefore, he says, too late. Yehoda'a is Yehoda'a. Modeh b'knas. And if, even if witnesses show up, it's going to be nothing. And therefore, we have a Kuli Alma agrees, at least according to this, Modeh b'knas v'akach ba'u edim, indeed it'll be patur. Comes the Gemara, continues, Itmar. We have a statement that we learned. Modeh b'knas v'akach ba'u edim. Rav amar patur, Shmuel amar hayav. Okay, we go back to a very fundamental machloket in Shas. Between Rav and Shemuel, modeh b'knas, v'harkach ba'u edim. Rav says, patur, because once you're modeh b'knas, it's over. You admitted the knas, even if witnesses show up. Take a classical case. Guy says he's modeh that he stole. Okay, normally if he would get caught by edim, he'd have to pay kefir. He's modeh b'knas, he's patur from kefir. Even though witnesses will show up after and say, me edim anachnu shu ganav. Too late. Once he's modeh, modeh b'knas will be patur for paying the kefir. Shemuel says, no, modeh b'knas, you're patur until witnesses come. Once witnesses come, they reinstate and you'd have to pay the kefir. That's a machloket, Rav and Shemuel. Amar Rav, bar ahilai, ma'i tama de Rav. What is the reason of Rav that the hoda'a is poterim from knas even after witnesses show up? So he's doreshit from a pasuk. The pasuk says, by the story of kefir, im him maseh temaseh. That's the pasuk. Im him maseh temaseh. So the Gemara's doresh. Im him maseh be'edim. Temaseh be'dayanim. Which means, if he's found guilty by witnesses, im him maseh be'edim, if he's found guilty by witnesses, then temaseh be'edim, that dayanim, then you take him to court, and you bring it out of him. Prat demarshia etatzmo. Coming to exclude a case where the guy is guilty on his own testimony. Velambali, why do I need a pasuk over there to teach me Modeh Biknas Patur from him Maseh to Maseh? Why? Me'ashir yashi'un nafka. We have another pasuk that says, clearly, Ashir yashi'un Elohim shenayim yishalim. Or yishalim shenayim. That when the judges incriminate him, he has to pay twice. Mashma, only when the judges incriminate him, not when he incriminates himself. So the Chavada, we have two pesukim that are teaching me Modeh Biknas Patur. Him Maseh, Tim Maseh, Him Maseh, Be'aydin, Tim Maseh, Be'dayanim. Ashir yashi'un Elohim. When the judges incriminate, Mashaykh is supposed to incriminate himself. So Gemara says, Ela, you know what you need the two pesukim for? Ashma Aminam, Modeh Biknas, Shakakbao, Aydin, Patur. It's coming to tell you two hadushim. Number one, Modeh Biknas Patur. You know what the second pesuk is coming to tell me? Even if Aydin show up after, you still Patur. That's the two pesukim to teach me Modeh Biknas Patur under all situations. Ushmuel, what about Shmuel? Shmuel holds what? Modeh Biknas Makach Ba'oedim is indeed Hayav. How does he learn the Pesukim? Amalecha, Hahu. That Pesukim, him Matet to Maseh, we used it already. Leve'ele, leganav atzmo, kedetana de Behaskeh. Remember we learned earlier in the Masechet, in the Klal Prat Klal, him Maseh to Maseh, all the different things that a ganav has to pay careful on. We were doing Shem Maseh to Maseh already, in the Klal Prat. And therefore, that's used already. Therefore, you only have one pasuk from Modeh Biknas. To teach me only Modeh Biknas is patur. But if Aedim come after, indeed it'll be Hayav. So the pasukim were used already. Etive Rav Lishmuel. Rav asks a question to Shmuel. Again, get the sheet to it clear. Rav is the opinion that says Modeh Biknas v'akach ba'o Aedim patur. Shmuel says Modeh Biknas v'akach ba'o Aedim Hayav. Rav is asking a question to Shmuel. Interesting case. Ra'a edim shememashmeshim ubaim. Had a ganav. He sees that the witnesses are coming to testify against him. They're walking into the courtroom. He knows they're going to come and incriminate him. So what does he do? Ve'amar ganavti. By the way, he admits, I stole. Aval lo tavachti ve'lo macharti. But I didn't make the tevi'ah mechira. Eno mishalem ela keren. So then you'll have to pay keren, because Modeh Biknas Patur, he doesn't have to pay the knas. Now, the kavanah of the braita is over, even though the witness is going to testify. The mimash mishim ubaim. So smash on that, even though the witness is 2 minutes later walk at the betin and say, the guy's a ganav, still he's patur. So what is he saying? Modeh Biknas, v'agach ba'o edim, patur. Question against Shemuel. For the fact that it's mimash mishim ubaim, it's smash ba, they're coming into the court, they're going to testify 2 minutes later. And still it says what? He's patur from paying. Kefen, Amale. So Shmuel answers, yeah, the Aedim turned around. Once they saw the guy admit, what do we got to go to Betin for? So therefore they turned around. But if they would have came to the Betin, they would have incriminated him, they would have been mechayev him. You know what I have in the case? The case talking about when the Aedim saw the guy walk in the Betin and admit, ah, we're not going to waste our time. They turned around. But if they would have proceeded into the Betin and said he stole, then he would have been hayav to pay even kefas. So you have no ra'ayah from the braita. Oh, the Gemara says, Rav says, I don't like your answer, Shmuel. It says at the end of that braita, Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon Omer, Tana, Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon says, Yavo'u edim v'ya'idu, which means, even though he admitted, let the witnesses come into the Betin. Which means let them come and still be hayav. Meklal de Tanakama savar lo. Mashma Tanakama says that even if the witness was coming to the Beit Din, he's not going to be hayav. From the fact that the Sefer Rabban Shimon, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon learns, the case was talking about when the Edim came into the Beit Din. And Rabbi Elazar says, yeah, let them come into the Beit Din and testify. Even though he admitted, he'll still be hayav. Mashma Tanakama holds it's the same case, and Tanakama holds patur. So Shmuel, you're going against Tanakama. So Shmuel says, what do you want from me? Amar le Shmuel, Lavi Karbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon de Kai Kivati, and the Amri Karbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. Very good. So if there's a Tana that goes like me, who says I have to go like Tana Kama? I go like Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon, I go like the Sefa. Thank you very much. You're proving me that there's a Tana like that. Very good. I go like Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. That says that even if the Adim show up, even though the guy was more day ready, he has to pay. So what? Modeh Biknas, Vagach Ba'o Adim, Hayav. So they will thank you. I go like Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. Kavzi Gemara says, Lishmuel, according to Shmuel, Vadai Tanaehi, which is for sure according to Shmuel, it's Mahluk Tanakama and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, like we learned. Tanakama will say, even if the witnesses show up, Patur, because Modeh Biknas, Vakim already Patur. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds no, even if the witnesses show up, Hayav, Because Modeh b'knas v'achar kach ba'u edim, hayav. Which is, there's no other way to learn the braita according to Shmuel. However, le'rav mi le'matana'ehi. But according to the Rav, that says Modeh b'knas v'achar kach ba'u edim, patur. Do you have to say that these rabbis are having an argument over here and that? Could be, I can say that according to Rav, everybody will hold in a regular case Modeh b'knas v'achar kach ba'u edim, patur. But this case is different. Why? Amalecharav. Anada amri afilu rabbi azab rabbi Shimon. I'm going even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. Ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon hatam ela mishum deka mode mahmad bi'ituta de'edim. Which means the only reason to be Elazar ben Shimon, I don't agree with Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. Because that mode b'knas over there is not a really hoda'ah. Because you know why the guy's being mode? Because he sees the witnesses coming. So the witnesses are coming, so the guy's nervous, the guy's scared. So such a hoda'ah is not considered a hoda'ah. That's why when the witnesses come along and testify, he'll be hayav. However, aval hacha, but in a regular case, if a guy's modeh b'knas on his own volition without any fear for reasons, the modeh ma'atzmo, so there will be patur. Which the Rav says, by the way, this bright does not a problem for me. This bright has a different mechanic. This bright over here has witnesses that are running to Betin to testify. So the guy's scared out of his wits. So Betin, these guys are going to incriminate me. So he runs to Betin, Ganafti. Such a hoda'ah, you can already question if it's a hoda'ah already. Because it's a hoda'ah because for an external factor. You're only being modeh because witnesses are chasing you. So the Bilazah will come along and say, that's not considered a hoda'ah. But even a Bilazah, and therefore if the witnesses come along, you'll be hayav. But she in a regular case where the guy's modeh on his own, even a Bilazah will be modeh. Modeh because I can buy edim patur. But Rav says this bright that does not have a problem with me, according to nobody. Both rabbis will agree in a general case, modeh because I can buy edim, and he will be patur. Comes the Gemara and now discusses Rav's deen. Again, Rav holds modeh b'knas v'akach ba'u edim patur amat Rav Hamnuna. Mistavra milte de Rav. It's mistaber that the words of Rav that said modeh b'knas v'akach ba'u patur be'omer ganavti u'ba'u edim sheganav patur. In a regular case like we learned, the guy was modeh ganavti, and if he wants to protect himself from kefil, yeah. And then witnesses come along and say, no, the guy was ganav. Too late. Patur. Share hayev atzmo bekeren. Because at least when he made his hoda'ah of ganavti, at least he's obligating himself to pay keren. He has to pay the principal. And therefore, that's considered an admission. Because the admission obligated him at least to pay something. However, aval amar lo ganavti. But if he comes along and denies the whole thing, and he says, "What are you talking about? I didn't steal." Ubao edim sheganav. Then witnesses come along and say, "No, you did steal." Vehazar veamar tabachti umacharti. Then he comes along and says that I was toveah and machar. Ubao edim shetabach machar. And then witnesses come along and verify that he did tabach umachar hayav. In that case, he's going to have to pay arba v'hamisha. Why? Share patar atzmo miklum, which means in this case over here, he knew once he's going to say tabach umachar, he's going to have to pay nothing because he knows the din of modeh b'knas patur, and he didn't have kavanah that he should have to pay anything. His whole kavanah was to portray himself in the hoda'ah. A hoda'ah like that is not considered a hoda'ah. Therefore, it's not going to be mu'il to protect him from the knas if the edim come after it. Which means the din of modeh b'knas of patur is dafka in an item where there's a keren and a knas. So therefore, by saying modeh b'knas ganavti, oh, that's a hoda'ah, I'm admitting. I mean, I have to pay a keren. Okay, but lefachot, I don't have to pay the knas. Then witnesses show up, so, ganavta. Too late. I admitted already I have to pay the keren. However, in the case over here, where we could say that the only reason why he's saying it is to protect himself from paying anything. No, from paying anything. That's the case over there where the guy says, lo ganafti. Okay, lo ganafti. He's saying, I didn't know anything. Then he comes, no, ganafta. Well, what's ganafta? Finished. He's incriminated. Now he has to pay two. Yeah. Now he comes along and says, tabachti umacharti. The reason why I say tabachti umacharti, because now he's on the hook for careful. He don't want to pay for a fight. So the only reason why he's saying tabachti umacharti is because he wants to be modeh b'knas patur. That type of hoda'ah is not a hoda'ah. The hoda'ah is only when it's a legitimate confession that makes him pay something. But if it's obviously just doing it to get off, then already he does not have to. That's like a sort of hoda'a. So you get the case good the way that Avraham is learning. The guy said lo ganafti. It's okay, he doesn't pay anything. Lo ganafti. Two witnesses come along and say ganafta. Instead, he's finished. Once two witnesses come along and say ganafta, he now has to pay kefir. Now the guy starts thinking in his brain, wait, they're going to catch me on TV. I'm making it another second. By the way, I was toveh omochir. What is he trying to do by that? I don't want to pay anything now under Tevi HaMechira claim. Yeah. Rab will say, at least according to Rav Amir Unaz understanding, that's not a hoda'ah. When you're trying to protect yourself from nothing, you're just doing that to get off the hook. Therefore, it's going to be Hayab when the Edim come along and say Tavah Umakar. When was the case we said is a classic case? Where the guy comes along and says Ganavti. Oh, so if I have to pay Kedin. Okay, so that's a hoda'ah. Well, I'm really admitting I have to pay Kedin. Oh, now when does this come along and say Ganavta? It's too late. Comes again with us, Amarava. Rava doesn't like the way that Amiruna learned. Amarava, kipachti lesabe debe Rav. He says, I refuted the elders of the Bet Midrash of Rav, which means I have a claim, a solid claim, to reject what Rav Amiruna said. You, Rav Amiruna, he was from the students of Rav. And he wanted to say, my rabbi is talking in this case. So came Rava and said, I'm sorry, the way you learned Rav's case, I have a proof against you. It's not so. What's the proof? Which means I hold, really, it doesn't matter. No matter what the guy's claim is, Modeh Biknas is always patur. Whether it's a Modeh Biknas that he's obligating himself, kidding, even if it's a Modeh Biknas that he's protecting himself from everything, still he's going to be patur. What's my proof? He says from the story that we learned earlier. Rabban Gamliel. What was the story over there with Rabban Gamliel? He was Mesameh, the ayin of his Ebed, Tabi Abdo. And he came to Rabbi Yeshua. And he said, oh, well, look what I did. I'm so happy. I freed my slave. And what did Rabbi Yeshua tell him? You freed your slave, you're Modeh Biknas. If witnesses would have came, fine. But witnesses didn't come, and therefore you're Modeh Biknas Patur. So the Gemara says, which means, by this claim over here, he was protecting himself from any payment. He was saying, the guy goes free. It's an admission where he does not obligate anything. On the contrary, he doesn't have to pay anything over here. Which means, when a person is misameh the end of his eved, he does not have to pay anything, right? He doesn't have to pay any damages over here. So really, the Bangel by this admission was saying, I have to pay nothing. And what happened? The Ka'amal Rav Chazda Rav Huna. And what did Rav Chazda tell Rav Huna? From this story over here, we have a contradiction against Rav. Remember they brought this story as a contradiction against Rav again. Rav said, Modeh Biknas, Vagar Ba'oedin, Patur. So, what do you mean? We have a story against you. Why? Because Rabban Gamliel came to the Yeshua and said, oh, you know what, I freed my slave. I hit his eye. And what did the rabbi tell him? There's no witnesses. Mashma, if witnesses would have showed up, you would have been Hayab, which means really, he would have gone free. Even though it's Modeh, so you see what? Modeh Biknas, Vagar Ba'oedin, Hayav. So you see what? That was a question that they asked according to Rav. Velo mekameshani le. If you're right, Rav Menuna, they should have answered and said, no, that's not Aya. Because that type of Modeh Biknas, he was trying to protect himself from everything. Protecting himself from everything, then Edim show up, and Ekonami will be Hayav. Yeah. Rav never said his deen in that case. Wow. Rav only said his deen in the case where Modeh Biknas, where he's mehayaving himself something. That's Hoda'ah. Yeah. From the fact that they didn't answer that, that shows that Rav holds whether you Benkach or Benkach. Okay, get to the Ayah, good. The Gemara holds, Rav says, Modeh Biknas, Pakach Bao, Edim Patur. Very good. What happened in the story of Rabban Gamliel? Rabban Gamliel had a slave. He hit him in the eye. He went out free. And he was Modeh. I did it. What is he trying to say? Modeh because therefore my slave is free. And I don't have to pay for the eye. Because he's free. That's how he goes free. Very good. So Rabbi Yeshua told him, I'm sorry. We cannot send the Eved out on your own testimony. You're a Modeh Biknas. And witnesses did not show up. Mashma, if witnesses would have showed up, he would have gone free. Even though he's a Modeh Biknas, so you see Modeh Biknas, Vagar Ba'oedin, it's Hayav. It's against Rav. That was the question, it's against Rav. Now, if Rav Amin Unaz is right, They should have said back, hey, Rav only said modeh biknas is in a case where he's mechayev himself something. But in a case where he's not mechayeving himself anything, that's not considered a case of modeh biknas. In this case, when Rav Gamliel says, I hit my Eved's eye, he's not mechayeving himself, he doesn't pay anything. So it could be that's not hona'ah. That's not a hoda'ah. And from the fact that they didn't give that hiluk, must be Rav holds ben kach ubek, no matter what the testimony is, indeed, he is going to be patur. That was the question. Look at Nashi. See these words in Nashi. A little clearer, maybe Nashi. All the way down Nashi. The Harabang Gamliel. See that? Ways down in the Nashi. The Harabang Gamliel. Behoda'ash yisimat en avdo patur atzmo meklum haya. Right? The en kan ela knas. Correct? He's being modeh. What's the knas? That the slave goes free. Yeah. But he doesn't have to pay for the eye. V'chi modeh miftar me'elav. Now he's potating himself. V'ahazinan le'el de'ut ve'raf hazitar Rav Huna mineh. Now we asked a question on this from Rav Huna Amara. Midiyuka dekbar enneka edim. Ha'atu edim. Me'hayev. But if witnesses would have showed up, so indeed he would be Hayav. So comes the Gemara and says, "Velo shani le Rav Huna." Rav Huna should have answered back. Lememar, "The shani the bangim the poter asom mekluma va." Vehi aygav natzlika leluk mebechutz the bedin. Habe bedin niftal lebehi odali baderav. Right, which means if this was this over here is not a classical case of Rav, because Rav only said a case of Hoda'a is a case where it's he's incriminating us to pay something, like he's saying ganafti. Okay, now that's a real hoda'ah. But to come along and give a hoda'ah that they're just potating you from everything, that's not considered hoda'ah. Yeah. We had to give different answers. Chutz le'betin, we had to give a whole different understanding. It must be that what? That there's no chiluk. So again, the Gemara knocks out Rabbi Menuna, so it comes out according to Rav, any type of modeh biknas, even though he's not obligating himself to pay anything, still would be patu. Now go back to the Tiviha Mechira case now. Case was talking about where a guy said, let's say, lo ganafti. Witnesses came along and says, ganafta. Now he has to be careful. Then he says, oh, you know what? Tavachti umacharti. So tavachti umacharti. No, that's considered a modeh biknas now. Modeh biknas, and economic can be patur. Even though by saying tavachti umacharti, he's getting off of paying, he's not obligating himself to pay anything once he says tavachti umacharti. Doesn't matter. Still, according to Rav, there's no cheluk. Any case of modeh biknas is going to be patur. That's what comes out. Comes the Gemara and continues. Itman Namim. We have a statement from the Amoraim. Amar bihaya bar abba amar bihanam ganafti. Guy says, I stole. Ubaw edim shiganav. Then witnesses came along and say, he stole. Patur. Okay, doesn't have to pay kefil. Why? Shehare chayev atzmo bekirin. Very good. Because he obligated himself at least to pay kirin. Aval. Amar lo ganav. He says, I didn't steal. Ubao edim sheganav. Now he has to pay kefil. Nachazar rabat abati umachati. Then he says, oh, I was tovei amokhir. Ubao edim shebao umachat. Hayav. Why? Shehare patar atzmo miklum. And that's not considered a hodah. So according to Rabbi Yochanan is agreeing with the way that Hamenuna learned Rav. Just like Avimununa learned that there's a chiluk, whether the guy's potating himself from everything or obligating himself, Rabbi Yochanan is saying the exact same thing. That only a hoda'ah that obligates himself, at least in kirin, that type of hoda'ah is going to be considered a modeh biknas. But Shagan, if he's just doing it to get off of paying nothing, that's not considered a hoda'ah. So you see, this is Rabbi Yochanan is agreeing with Rabbi Avimununa. Amar Rav Asher. The Gemara is giving a ra'yah to this. Comes the Gemara and continues, Amar Rav Asher, matnitin ubraita name daika. Which means, the Mishnah and the Braita is meduyeket according to Rabbi Yochanan. Matnitin, what did it say in our Mishnah? Ditnan. Ganab al pi shenayim. Our case, guy stole according to two witnesses. As he's hayav to be kefir. V'tavach umachar al pi edihad. And then one witness came along and said, tavach umachar. Or al pi atzmo. Or he himself admitted that he was tavach umachar. Mishalem tashlume kefir. Ve'eno mishalem tashlume arba'a v'chamisha. That was the case of the Mishnah. Why? Because when he's modeh al pi atzmo, so that's it. He was modeh biknas, he doesn't have to pay.
למה לי דתני גנב על פי שניים?
Why did the Mishnah have to give me a case that he was ganav al fi shenayim in order to teach me that what? The whole point of the Mishnah is to show me that he doesn't have to pay knas al pi atzmo. So what was the case of the Mishnah? Ganav al pi shenayim, and then he was modeh on the tibiha and the mechira. So he wanted to, he was modeh on the tibiha mechira. But why did you have to give me that case? Velitni, you could have said ganav v'tabach u'machar al pi edehad u'al pi atzmo. Let me give you a simple case that he was ganav even al pi atzmo enu mishalem ela keren, which means give me, if you're looking to teach me the case of modeh biknas, you didn't have to wait to the tifihah and the mechira. You could give me the case of what that it's talking about where he was ganav al pi atzmo, meaning the case was ganav v'tavah al pi atzmo. Now what's the hadush in the Mishnah that when you modeh that you're ganav al pi atzmo in the kana you're going to be patur. The Mishnah is teaching me what? Modeh biknas patur. How to teach me that? Ganav al pi shnayim. Okay, that's the case. Ganav al pi shnayim. And then what? Tabach u'macher al pi atzmo. Oh, he himself admitted on tefiha mechira? Patur. Why? Modeh biknas patur. Would you have to wait to teach me this when you got the tefiha mechira? You could have gave me the case even by Ganav itself. Ganav al pi atzmo. Ganav al pi atzmo, patur. What did you have to give me the case of modeh by the tefiha? Give me the case by the Genevat, vidlitni, again. Vidlitni, ganav v'tavach u'machar al pi edehad u'al pi atzmo. Enu mishlem ela keren, ela lav. You know what the hadush is? Hakamash ma'lam, ganav al pi shenayim. So if he has to pay kefil, v'tavach al pi edehad u'al pi atzmo, delo mechayev atzmo bekeren. Which means, in this case over here, the ganav himself by admitting to viham mechira is not being mechayev anything already. Which means it's a case where his hoda'ah does not obligate him anything. Hu de'amrinan. In that case, we compared and said, al pi atzmo dumya de'al pi edehad. Remember we said that the reason why the Mishnah wrote al pi atzmo next to the case of al pi edehad, the Gemara had a question. What do you mean al pi edehad? Of course edehad cannot be mechayev guy to pay. So the Gemara said, the reason why we said edehad case is to juxtapose it next to the case of al pi atzmo and to say the following. And to say, Uma al pi edehad, ki ate edehad mistereb bahad e mechayev, just like edehad, that testifies he was tovei achumachar. And one witness comes and joins him, now you have two witnesses, he'll be chayav, al pi atzmo nameh, ki atu edim mechayev. When witnesses are going to come along after, they're going to be chayav, aval ganav v'tava umachar, al pi edehad al pi atzmo, di chayev atzmo bekeren, lo amrinan al pi atzmo dumiad al pi edehad. Very good. I'll say the proof outside. Which means, we have a case in our Mishnah. Ganav al pi edehad. Al pi shnei edim. That's the case, good. Ganav al pi shnei edim. Right there, what does he have to pay? Kefil. Ganav al pi shnei edim. What does he pay? Kefil. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay. V'tavah u'machar. Either al pi atzmo or al pi edehad. Remember the Gemara's question? Gemara's question was, what do you have to give me a case of edehad? Of course edehad doesn't have to pay. You need two witnesses. Oh, you know what the hadush is? We're comparing edehad to alpi atzmo. Just like alpi edehad. If another witness would come, they would mistarev. So too, by atzmo, if two witnesses would come after to say mustarev amachar, he'd be hayav. But wait, in which case? Only in this type of modeh biknas. Because he was modeh on tevihan mechira, where he'd have to pay nothing. Yep. That's not considered a hoda'ah. That's why if two witnesses show up after, he'll be hayab. But if the case was talking about where the whole case was modeh al pi atzmo, ganav etavach u'machar al pi atzmo, where he's admitting that he has to pay keren, that's a real hoda'ah. Therefore, if witnesses would come up after, it wouldn't be too late, because we'd be modeh biknas. And if we'd be patur, therefore, Rabbi Yochanan, your chiluk and love is correct, as meduyeket from our Mishnah. Your chiluk, Rabbi Yochanan, is what? The Rav only said modeh biknas patur in a case where his hoda'ah incriminates him to pay something. Again, ganav. Ganavti. Is that a real hoda'ah? Absolutely. Why? Because by saying ganavti, what is he obligating himself to pay? No. He's obligating himself to pay one. You don't pay two. That's modeh biknas. The two is the knas. So therefore, we don't have to pay the kefir.
he just have to pay kiddin. That's considered hoda'a. But let's say a case where a guy said ganafti, correct? He says ganafti, or he says lo ganafti. Two witnesses come along and say, no, king ganafta. He has to pay kiddin now. Then he says, oh, you know what? Tabahti umacharti. By saying tabahti umacharti, what is he trying to do? Get off of paying everything. I don't want to pay zero. I want to pay zero on that claim. That's not considered, to be honest, that's not considered a hoda'a. Hoda'a is dafka when you're being mechayev something, but not when you're trying to just get off of paying nothing. Yes. That clear what Rabbi Yochanan said? Yes. So the Gemara says, I bring you a raya from our Mishnah. What's the case of our Mishnah? Ganav al pishnayim. What does he have to pay? Kefir. Tabah umachar al pi edehad or al pi atzmo. So what did the Gemara say? Patur. Because edehad is edehad. Al pi atzmo is more debiknas. So the Gemara says, what's the Hiddush of Edehad? Oh, I'll tell you the Hiddush of Edehad. Because Edehad is Dumyad al pi atzmo. That what? Just like Edehad, if another witness would show up after, he'd be Hayaw and he'd be Hamecher, because now you have two witnesses. So too, on the al pi atzmo that he was Modeh, if two witnesses would show up after, on the Tibiyah Hamecher, he'd be Hayav. Ah, but he was Modeh. Oh, that type of Hoda'ah is not a Hoda'ah. Because the Hoda'ah on Tibiyah Hamecher, you're trying to get off on everything. So on such a hoda'ah, which is not a hoda'ah, then if two witnesses come up after, you'll be hayav. But she'enken, if the guy was modeh on the whole thing from the beginning, I'm modeh that ganafti v'tabachti u'machati, where the hoda'ah is obligating himself keren, then already if witnesses would come, it would be too late. So that's why the Mishnah made the case like it is. It's meduyeket according to Rabbi Yohanan's hiduk. Right, that's also meduyeket. This hiluk of Rabbi Yohanan. Netanya, la'edim shememashmeshim ubaim. Okay, what's the case? A guy saw witnesses coming into the betin to testify that the guy stole. Ve'amar, so he pieced them to the punch. Ganafti. Avalot tabachti ve'lo macharti. But I didn't. I wasn't tovei. I wasn't mocher. Enu mishalem ela keren. Okay, good. He's off the knas. Because bottom line, he was more dead than he was gonev. Gonev has to pay. Keren. Okay. Which means, even though the hadush is that the witnesses eventually said ganafta, it's too late. Modeh b'knas, ba'agach ba'or edim, it's patur, correct? Lama li limitna, why do you have to say the case, ve'amar ganafti, avalo tabachti, avalo makharti? Why do you have to give a case like that? I stole, but I didn't, tobe al mochir. Nitni, ganafti, o tabachti, o makharti. Which means you could have gave a case to bring the same point. Witnesses are running to the betin. The guy comes in and comes. Either give a case where he says ganafti, where he's trying to get off the kefir, or let him be modeh that what tavachti umacharti. Which means once already he's modeh on ganav, then he doesn't have to pay already kefir. Okay? Or let's say if he's modeh on tibihan mechira, he's not going to have to pay arba'a, the hamisha. And the brighter would teach me that modeh biknas. Patur. Why did you only give me the case on the Geneva side? Yeah. You could have gave me the same thing where the guy ran into Beit Din and was modeh, that he was tobeah. The reason is because he said ganafti, dehayev atzmo bekeren. Because by saying ganafti, you're mehayeving yourself at least to pay the principal. Who de patur? That's why you patur if witnesses come after. Because your hoda'ah is a real hoda'ah. Amar amar lo ganafti. But if he said lo ganafti, ubao edim she ganav. So he's hayav kefil. Vehazar v'amar tabachti umacharti. Ubao edim she tabach umachar. They lo hayev atzmo bekeren. In that case, if he's not hayav anything, they'll be hayav. Alma hoda'a de tibiha lav hoda'ahi. Again, you see that the hoda'a of tibiha is nothing because he's not obligating himself anything on that claim. Exactly like Rabbi Yochanan wanted to make the hiluk in Rav. That's why we had to learn the brighter where the guy's admission is on the Geneva, not on the tibiha and the mechira, because the Geneva is mechayev him keren. That's hoda'a where if Edim would come after, he still would be patur. But Shaykh, if the hoda'a was on the tibiha and mechira, we're trying to get off in totality. Then already, if witnesses would come after, he'd be hayab. So therefore, the hiluk of Rabbi Yochanan is meduyeket from the Mishnah and from the Braita. That's the Gemara's proof. Gemara says, well, at least from the Braita, you have no proof. Amre lo. No Braita. No raya from the Braita.
Which means, I can tell you, really, even if the guy would have been modeh on the tivicha and the mechira, and the witnesses would come after, still he'd be patur. Don't make that diyuk. From the fact that the Gemara, the bright one, gave a case where he's modeh on the geneva, and not on the tivicha and the mechira, that you want to say, only on the geneva, that's your lodah, because it's knas, because it's a kedin. No, don't make that diyuk. Why did the bride tell me that in the case of Geneva Davka that he was more there? I'll tell you why. He goofa kamash malan. Tekevan de amar ganafti. Afal gaf de amar lotabarti velo machati. Even though he said, I was not tove, I was not mocher. Ubao edim shetabach omachar. Patur. He's going to be patur even on the tevihah and the mechira. My ta'ama. Tashtume hamisha amar rahmana. ולא תשלומי ארבעה ולא תשלומי שלושה. Right, it's going to tell you a big, different hadush. Which is really, I'll tell you, the point of the Bible is to tell me the following. The guy said, גנבתי. ולא טבחתי או מכרתי. Why when he says גנבתי, no כפל. What does he have to pay? Get it. All of a sudden, witnesses come along and say, no. טבחת או מכרת. But they got him now. The Chaura now, he should pay for the Tevihah Mechira. The Hiddush is he doesn't. You know why? Because for him to pay for the Tevihah Mechira without Kefil, you're not paying 4 or 5. You're paying 3 or 4. The Torah said 4 or 5, there's no 3 or 4. That's the Hiddush of the Bible. But in the Chanameh, by the way, really, I'll tell you, even if the guy was Modeh on the Tevihah Mechira, that's considered a Hoda'ah B'Knas, and if witnesses would come after, he'd be Patur as well. And therefore you have no ra'aya for the Yohanan. The reason why the Braita gave the case on the Geneva side is to teach you that on the Tevihan the Mechira that he didn't admit on, and they caught him on it, he still doesn't have to pay. Because Torah says 4 or 5, not 3 or 4. But in the Chinameh, if the guy would have came along and was Modeh on Tevihan Mechira where he's trying to exempt himself from nothing, he'll be considered a good Hoda'ah. And if a witness would show up after, in the Chinameh they would not be able to get him. And therefore the Yohanan's wrong. Not that Yohanan's wrong. You have no ra'ayah from the braita. The Gemara says, Lema ketana'e. Okay, which means, now the Gemara is going to discuss the case of it that we've been discussing till now. A hoda'ah that's not mechayevet anything. An admission that's not mechayev a payment. For example, the classic case is an admission of tiviha and mechira. Get that clear, gentlemen. When a guy's modeh on Geneva, he has to pay something. Ganavti. You pay keren. Mashe'ekin, when a person says gatavachti, he has to pay nothing. He's saying, I don't want, on that 4 or 5 claim, I'm trying to get off in totality. So the Gemara now is going to analyze a claim of hoda'ah that tries to exempt in totality. Is that considered hoda'ah or not? It seems it's a machloket tana'im. Lema ketana'e. Let us say that a hoda'ah on tevihan mechira is a machloket. If it's considered a hoda'ah or not. Would it be nafkamina if witnesses come after? Mm-hmm. If you say it's considered a legitimate hoda'ah, if witnesses come after, be patur. If you say it's not a hoda'ah, then witnesses that come can be mechayevim. It's a big nafkamina. So the Gemara says, Lema ketana'e. Hayu shnayim mi'idim sheganav. Okay. Two witnesses testify against the guy that he stole a sword or a say, whatever it is. Hayu shnayim mi'idim oto shetabach u'machar. Two other witnesses come along and say, he was tabach u'machar. Huzmu ade geneva. Now what did you do? The edim that said he stole it became edim zomemim. Edut shebatla miksata. Batla kula. Once already you mevatil the Geneva witnesses, or the Tevihah Mechira, they're knocked out as well. Mm-hmm. Why? Because the Tevihah Mechira testimony only has validity if it was a stolen animal. But if already you knocked out the stealing witnesses, so therefore maybe he stole his own animal. Right. Maybe he sold his own animal. So once I knocked the Geneva out, or the Tevihah falls. Mm-hmm. And therefore what the Ade Geneva are going to have to pay how much? They're going to have to pay kefil, and they are there to be al mechira, pay nothing. Good. Comes the Gemara and says, we go to the reverse case. Huzmu adet tibiha. Let's say the adet tibiha became huzmu.
Who mishalim tashlume kefil? The ganav himself, the guy that the testimony against, he stole. So he has to pay tashlume kefil. The hen, the testimony, the witnesses of Adet Tivicha, mishalim tashlume shilosha. Right? They have to pay three, because the guy, the ganav is paying kefil, he's paying two. Okay. And then to get to five, that means the edims, they're only obligating him another three. So therefore they would have to pay three. Shlume shilosha to the ganav. Yeah, so he pays kefir, but you were trying to make him pay an additional three. Good. Mishum sunko zamru, hen mishalmin tashlume kefir. Reverse. The edim zomimim have to pay kefir. Vehu, the ganav, mishalim tashlume shilosha lepar ushnaim de'ayil. Now this is very hard to understand. Ahaya kai sumchus. Which case is sumchus going on? Ilima. Aresha, if it's going under the Resha, that means what? That the Geneva guys got knocked out first. If the Geneva guys got knocked out first, so therefore, if there's no Geneva, there's no Tevicha, Umechira. If anything, only the Ade Geneva would have to pay Kefir. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, let the Sumkos edut Shebata Miksata Batakula. Well, Sumkos doesn't agree to that. What, you're not going to Geneva? No. The whole testimony goes out the window. How could you mechayev the ganav to pay shilosha and the edim paying kefir? Makes no sense what's going on the resha. The ela asefa. Must be going on the sefa. Now, what's the sefa case? The adet tivicha got knocked out first. Oh, so that makes sense. If the adet, it makes sense, not again. It makes sense according to the banan.
Yeah.
Adet tivicha, they were trying to make the guy pay an additional three. They should pay three, and the Ganav himself should pay two. Why is Sumko saying the opposite? Gemara says, Shapir Kamri Rabbanan. The rabbis are right. Who mishalim tashlume kefil? Because he is indeed a Ganav. Vehem mishalimim tashlume shelosha. So Sumko's, what case were you talking about? Ela milta achariti ikabenayu, which means there was another deen over here. There was another deen in this braita. And that was Sumchus was talking about over here. What's the case? Go on. The atu betre, two witnesses show up and they say, "Va'amrele ganavta," and they tell the guy, "You stole." Right away, if he says that you stole, he has to pay kefir. Amar lehu in ganavti v'tabachti umacharti. He comes on and says, "You know what? Not only did I steal, but I also was toveyah umacher." Miu lo befnechem ganavti, but you're not the witnesses that saw me steal. Oh, confusing case.
Yeah.
Guy Kazogan says, two edim come home and say, ganavta. He says, by the way, not only was I gunev, I was also tobeah. Or I was gunev and I was mochir. But one problem, you did not see me steal. Therefore, you cannot testify that I was a thief.
Nice.
And he brought edim that actually were able to make them ede azama, that they were not around. You said you saw me steal. Emmanuel Yitem when this came along and said. So therefore they're knocked out as edim zomimim. Now the guy that got stolen from, that's the balabai that they're talking about. He stole an animal. He comes along and says, "Vasidu be deganav v'tavach umachar," and he brings witnesses that what? That the guy was a ganav and he was tavach umachar. Now, let's get the case slow and understand each guy's claims and how it's going to come out over here. The guy was modeh. The ganav was modeh. Why was he modeh? Because two witnesses came in originally and said, you were ganav. So he came along and said, you're right, I was ganav, and I was toveyah, and I was mochir. Now, the geneva testimony was because of pachad. Now, the witnesses came along and said, ganavta. So he came along and said, okay, ganavti. Right. On that, he said, the ganavti. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, look at Rashi. In ganavti. See Rashi in ganavti. Yes, I stole. Ve'achod ad ganav lav hodahi. not a hoda'a. Why? Deham mahmat hani edim de kamlil ganavta hu de mode. Once he thought he got caught, so therefore he's okay, ganavti. He's only saying ganavti because they caught him already. So he's okay, I'm stuck. Aval hoda'a de tviha mechira lav mahmat bi'itutayhu odi. When he was mode on tviha mechira, it was because of fear. Dehalo amalu tavachta ela ganavta. What precipitated his admission on Ganafti? The witnesses. The witnesses. Once the witnesses got him and said Ganafti, he said, I'm stuck. Ganafti. But when he said Tavachti Umacharti, what precipitated that? No, that's his own thing. Because the witnesses never said anything about that. Continue the case. Look at Ashi. Da'aiti Balabayat Sahadeh Aharini. The Balabai brought other witnesses. Deganav v'tavach u'machar. Now, v'ka'amri rabbanan. Now, get the rules. Who pays what here? Dehen mishalmin. Tashtume kefil leganav. So they have to pay. Tashtume kefil tri ganav. V'haganav lebe'alim. V'hu patur midalet v'he. Why? Da'odi atibicha. He admitted on the tibicha. So he's not going to have to pay for a fight. The odai, v'afagav the aiti baal abayit sadeh de ganav patur. Even though the baal abayit brought the ayot witnesses that he was ganav, the odai gemurahi, afal pishelo chayev atzmo bekeren. Even though he didn't mechayev himself on keren. So let's review the case exactly what happened over here. Witnesses coming to Betin ganavta. The guy comes along and says, yes, ganafti, and I also was tobeach ha-mukhir. Let's discuss that tabiha mechira claim right here. That claim, the rabbis are saying, is a good claim. You're modeh, he was trying to protect himself from nothing, want to pay anything, it's a hoda'a. Therefore, even though the baal habayit later on is going to bring that into play, witnesses, that I saw you, tobeach ha-mukhir, too late. I was modeh already. Now, the gabeh the geneva, well, the geneva is hoda'a is really not considered a hoda'a, because the hoda'a is only the gabe bi'uta. So that hoda'a is not hoda'a. The second witnesses now came along and said ganafta. So the gabe, the claim of ganafta, so already you're going to have to pay kefil. So the ganav is going to have to pay kefil, because his admission was not an admission. But on tibihan mechira, he will not have to pay
anything.
That's the way that a banan see the case. Continue Rashi. And the Zumimim will have to pay to the Ganav.
Right.
Because they were found Zumimim. So therefore, they have to pay kefil to the Ganav. But that's the banan. And he pays kefil to the Balabai. But that's the banan. The Sumchus Rashi. The Kamal is Sumchus. Hen Mishalmim kefil. They come along and say, no. The Edim Zumimim, they have to pay kefil. He has to pay the three. Very good. Sumchu says, no. That tviha hoda'a is not a hoda'a. Because that hoda'a, you were trying to put it yourself to pay nothing.
Right.
Therefore, let's review the case. The guy says, two in the scholar says, ganafta.
He says, yeah, by the way,
ganafti. That ganafti is going to be considered not a hoda'a because let's say mahmat bi'ituta. Let's say Sumchus agrees to that. Okay, very good. And then he comes along and says, by the way, I was tovei ha-mukhir. Sumchus holds that claim of tibiha mechira is not a hoda'a bichlal. You know why it's not a hoda'a? Because we're to pay nothing? That's not a hoda'a. Good. The baal habayit subsequently brings edim, that what? You were gonev, and you were toveyah. Oh, legabe geneva. Oh, legabe the claim of geneva. Well, edim zomim, you already have to pay kefil. Because he brought edim zomim against the guy that said ganavta. So the edim are going to have to pay kefil to the baal habayit. And he's going to have to pay shilosha. Because the hoda'av tevihah was nothing. And therefore, when they get him on the Tibiha later on, he has to pay. So it comes out, we have a mahlokit between Tanakama and Sumchus. If a claim that doesn't indict you to pay anything is considered a hoda'ah or not, that's why Sumchus says they have to pay three. Because what? Tibiha Mechir has nothing. That's not a hoda'ah. You're trying to get off nothing. Oh, so he has to pay three because later on the witnesses came and said, you are Tobe al-Mokher. Pay three. And what? The Edim are going to have to pay the kefir because they became huzam da'at tiviha kamepalge. And the mahlok between Rabbanan and Sumchus is legabe the hoda'a of tiviha. The Rabbanan sabre afalgab the hoda'a de geneva mahmat edim u de kamode. True. The reason why he was more there on geneva, that's only because what? Was Mahmat the Edim. And that's not considered a hoda'ah to put it himself. That's why later on, when the witnesses come along, the real witnesses say he was gonev, he's going to have to pay. However, hoda'ah the tibiha, hoda'ai. But the gabed hoda'ah the tibiha that came on his own, patur. That's why when the witnesses later on come along and said that he was tovea, too late. He was modeh. Besumchus aval kevan the hoda'ah the geneva mahmat edim udeka modeh. Since the hoda'ah of geneva came Mahmat Edim, and therefore it's not considered a hoda'ah, the tviha lav hoda'ah. What he said to Gabe tviha is not considered a hoda'ah to protect himself from knas, even though, right, it's not considered a hoda'ah because he was trying to pay nothing. And since he was trying to pay nothing, his admission was going to make him pay nothing. It's not hoda'ah. Therefore, hanech edim kamay da'azminu. The first edim that became huzam, mishalmim tashlumei kefil to the owner. Because they have to pay kasher zamam. Which means basically, they would have to pay to the ganav, and the ganav would have to pay to the owner. That's what's happening over here, according to Sumchus. Because the ganav himself, his claim is not a claim. So basically, edim zomim pay to the ganav pays to the owner, but the ganav himself has to pay two or three, because what? Because his hoda'ah was not considered. So we'll see it's indeed a machloket amongst the Tanaim. Rabbanan says no. That's not the machloket between Rabbanan and Sumchus. Amar Rav Chaveret Rav Ika, lo. Dechule alma hoda'adet picha lav hoda'ahi. Really, I can tell you the hoda'ah of tiviha is not a hoda'ah. Why? Because since it's not being mechayev him anything, it's not a hoda'ah. Oh, so how do you explain that the rabbis? Ela be'edut she'i ata yachol lahazima kamepalge. We have another rule. Testimony, to be considered testimony, it has to be subject to the laws of hazama. This is actually machloket. Which is, let's say, hypothetically, you have witnesses that testify. But for some reason, they're not able to become huzam. So one rabbi says, edim, that are not subject to the laws of hazama, it's not edut. Potentially, they have to be subject to the law. Another rabbi says, no. Even though they're not subject to the law of hazama, they're considered edim. Now we'll apply it. What's the case? Kegon de'atu sahadin. Ve'amri le ganafta. Our story. Witnesses came along and said, you stole. Ve'amar lehu ganafti, ve'tabachti, umacharti. Miu, lo bifnechem ganafti, ela bifne ploni, uploni. Right? He tells their names. I stole in front of Reuven and Shimon. Ve'ayti sa'ade v'azminu, de lo be'apayu ganav. And then he comes along and he brings witnesses, like we said. The ganav brings witnesses that he did not steal in front of the two guys that testified against him, and therefore they became huzam. Okay? Emanuitem. Ve'atu ploni uploni. Then the two witnesses came along. Meaning the Uven and Shimon. Ve'asidube de ganav ve'tabach u'machar. And they actually testified that what? That was ganav ve'tabach u'machar. Let's read Rashi. Let's read Rashi now. Rashi gives you the story. No. בלא הודעה דגניבה לאו כלום הוא לפוטרו במקום עדים כרבי יוחנן. Everybody will hold that what such a hoda'a is not considered a hoda'a because it's protecting you from everything. V'hani sa'ade batra'e sa'aduta me'aliyutavya lo'ave patre le'rabbanan.
Really, the rabbis would not protect him because such a hoda'a is not a hoda'a, and therefore the rabbis would mechayev him to pay shelosha. That's, we're rejecting that understanding.
אלא הכה בעדות שאתה יכול להזימה עסקינן. אותו מה, הכסף עדים that are not subject to הזמה. How? נחשי. אורגון, דהני עדים אחרונים, הקשרים, שהביא בעל הבית להעיד שגנב וטבח ומחר, על פי הגנב, הביא...
The בעל הבית got his information from the גנב. The גנב said, I didn't steal in front of you. I stole in front of Reuven and Shimon. The Baal HaBayit went to Reuven and Shimon. It's a beauty. Come here, Reuven Shimon. Come testify against this guy. Shamar ganav bebeti b'fnei ploni uploni ganavti. Kedoresh v'azir. Ve'atu ploni uploni. And ploni uploni showed up now. Rabbanan patri le ganav ma'arba v'chamisha. Ela mishadem lebalim keren lebado. והוא נוטל כפל מן הראשונים, he gets כפל from the original witness that became מוזם, שנסו להצידו כפל, וכנסה לא משלם. They do not have to pay, the גנב does not have to pay the כנס. Why? מי טעמה, תהנה סהדה בתראה, these second witness, מן ראובן and שמעון, the real guys, אינם עדים. They're not considered real witnesses. דאינך,
דאינך יכול להזימן
ולקיים בעדות זה דין הזמה. You'd never be able to be מזים them. Why? שהרי הוא הודה תחילה שבפניהם גנב ועל פיו באו להעיד ולאו עדות היא. אל כך המי מחייבת להודעת פיו על פי עצמו לא ישלם כנס.
Which means these two witnesses, why did they show up? Because he said about it. He opened his mouth about them. Again, let's get the story clear. The guy came along, same story, but just one caveat changed. Guy came along and said, two witnesses, ganavta. He goes, oh yeah, I was ganav. But, and I was tavach u'machar also, by the way. But not in front of you. I did it in front of Reuven and Shimon. And then you guys were somewhere else. Also, right away, these guys were trying to mechayev geneva, they have to pay kefil.
Yeah.
That's clear. Or, what happened? The Baal HaBayit heard, hey, Reuven and Shimon? He brings Reuven and Shimon to Veti, Reuven and Shimon not testify. Now, normally, we're going to say, what? Really, your Tiviha Mechirat testimony is not a testimony. It's not a hoda'ah, because you're trying to protect yourself from nothing. These witnesses now that are claiming, L'chala should obligate you to pay the knas. But no. Because these witnesses are really not considered witnesses. Why? Because they're irrefutable. Because they're only coming as a result that you were modeh. It's coming from your hoda'ah. Without your hoda'ah, these witnesses will not come. So it's like you're being modeh, biknas. The witnesses that are coming to say you hayav to pay the knas is only because you opened your mouth that those witnesses. So that's considered like modeh biknas. So those witnesses are not witnesses. So therefore, the rabbis, you have to pay the three. That's the way the rabbis do it. It's edin that you cannot be mezin them because they're not witnesses. The witnesses are only coming al picha. They're coming al picha. So therefore, that's considered hoda'a biknas. Mashe'ek and sumcho. So let's continue that she. Ba'ach betakai sumcho. So sabat edut she'ata yechol azima edutu. Vedim hamuzamim mishamim tashlum mekefa leba'adim mekom ganav. They hold what? Even though you cannot be mezim these witnesses, but they still obligate you to pay the class, therefore you'd have to pay it regardless. Therefore the ganav has to pay shelosha. Look at, Gemara speaks it out. I'm sorry, Amar Rav Acha ben Tvicha, meaning Gemara again. Lo. It's not a hoda'ah because you're trying to protect yourself from everything. Ela be'edut she'ata yechol azima kamepage kegon. דעת הוא סעדה, ואמרו לו גנבת, ואמרו לו גנבתי, ותמתם אחרתי מי, הוא לא בפניכם גנבתי, אלא בפני פלוני ופלוני, והייתי סעדה, והזמינו דלו בפאי וגנב, ואתו פלוני ופלוני, והסידו בדגנב, ותבח
ומחר, ובהכה מפרגן. רבנן צברי, הביאה לה עדות שאתה יכול הזמן. Because he was mode. Right?
Which means, can I say it clearer? He's being mode that he has to pay. Once he's being mode that he has to pay, could you make hazaman these edim?
No.
What's you're going to have, well, how does edim zomim work? What you were trying to do to the guy, we're going to do to you. I'm mode that I did it. I'm agreeing, I have to pay it. So therefore, the normal edim zomim is what? I'm saying, I don't have to pay. Witness is coming along and saying, you do. And then you were found some meme. You were trying to make me pay, so we do to you what you tried to do to me. But here, I'm telling you, I did it. And I did it in front of them. Edim Zumina do not apply to these witnesses now. Therefore, they're not considered Edim. Therefore, you cannot be Mechayev me on Knas of Shalosha. The edim zomim, the ones that got zomim, the first guys, they'll pay kefil, and I don't have to pay shlosha, because those witnesses now are not subject to azama. You're going to do what you were trying to do to me. I admit that I did it. You cannot be mechayim on something I myself was more there, and therefore he says,
however, according to
Sfochum,
it's
but by his admission, it's like he's telling the witnesses, you don't have to pay me. You have to pay me what you were trying to do to me. I admitted that I did it. So it's like he's telling the witnesses, you don't have to pay me. He's giving them a bite. So that's not testimony. And
therefore,
in this case over here, the second testimony is legitimate. Therefore, his hoda'a was nothing, and therefore he's going to have to pay three. That's basically the machloket over here. The Gemara says, "Veha kaimalan de'edut shiata yechod azima lo avya edut." So what are you talking about? Everybody holds edut shiata yechod azima. How could Sumchus say in this case it is edut? Hani mili echad lo yadeh beeze yom beeze sha'at deka edut klal. In the case where, let's say, You know what a classic case of edut shiata yechod azima is? The edut come in to testify, but they don't know what day it happened. And they don't know what time it happened. You could have been mizin them. The whole status, the whole mechanics of azima is what? They come in. On Tuesday at 3 o'clock we saw. Oh, you're giving us a date and a time. Now they can become azima. Oh, on Tuesday at 3 o'clock you were with us. But imagine witnesses come in and say, we saw the guy kill. When did he do it? We don't know when he did, but we know we saw it. We don't know if it was Tuesday, we don't know if it was Wednesday, we don't know if it was a day, we don't know if it was a night. That's a case where edut iyachon lahazimah. Everybody says, it's not edut. However, malhaka, siyu'ehu deka, misayalehu. Over here, what's the problem? So the witnesses are just saying the same thing that the guy's saying. Good. That's not the problem of edut shiyachol lazima. Here they're coming along and saying, the guy's saying, I did it. And the one is saying, yeah, he did it. Right. No, he said, no, that's the word there.
We did see it.
You're saying you slaughtered it. And we're coming along and saying, yeah, he did slaughter it. Such a case is not a problem of iyata yachol. So just because he's saying, I agree with you, they gave a date. It was on Tuesday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'm going to have to miss it. So okay, very good. You agree that doesn't mean they're not subject to the hazama. So therefore, in that case, Sumchus will say, edim or edim. So that's it. Let's just see that. No. So here comes, yes, read the Rashi. Let's read the Rashi about Hacha. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines at the bottom. The only reason why you can't be mizim them is because the guy's admitting I have to pay it. Of course, the edut is edut. The guy, he's getting the edim are getting supported by him. Let's review the mechanics, what happened there. The guy, when he said Geneva, that testimony of Geneva is nothing. Because he did it because he was scared. But what? He made Hazaman the first. So the first will have to pay the Ganav. The Ganav will pay it to the Baal. Okay, now he says to Biha, that claim is not a hoda'a. You know why it's not a hoda'a? Because you're trying to pay nothing. Everybody agrees to that. Oh, you're trying to pay nothing. So what happens now? But in his interim, he says, and I'll tell you who the witness that saw me do it. Reuven and Shimon. Now the Balabai says, oh, Reuven, please come testify. Rabbanan hold that these witnesses that testify did tibiha mechira, they're not subject to hazama. Because what are you going to say? You were with us, and therefore you have to, what you were trying to make the guy pay, he's admitting that he has to pay it. Mm-hmm. He's admitting it. The only time you have hazama is when he's saying, I don't have to pay, and you were trying to make me pay something I don't admit to. So therefore, they're not witnesses. Therefore, since they're not witnesses, therefore we have no witnesses on tibiha mechira, therefore I don't have to pay three or four, because I was more there.
Yeah.
Masha'ik and Sumchu says, no, those are good witnesses. I'm agreeing with them, good, then I'm agreeing with them. When do we say, that's when they're not getting a date and a time. But here they gave a date and a time. Happens to be, I'm agreeing with what you said? Fine. Therefore what? And what? And your admission of Tibiha Mikra is not an admission. So you can't call yourself a Modeh B'Knas because you were trying to support yourself from nothing. Mm-hmm. So therefore when the witnesses come along that are legitimate witnesses, Nechanam you'll have to pay. That's therefore you have no Ra'aya from Sumchus and Rabbanan, the Gabe, Rabbi Yohanan. Really, everybody holds that what? A testimony that causes you to pay nothing is not a modeh. And therefore, we have the Mahlokan and Sumchus, the Gabe, other things. The Gabe, Educhi, Yachol, Hazima. The Gemara just analyzing one plot of what we just said by Sumchus. Hen Mishalmin Tashtum Kefet. What did Sumchus say? The Edim that became Zumimim have to pay Kefet. Again, Edim came along and said, Ganafta. He came along and said, yes, Ganafti. But what, you didn't see me. And he brought Zumimim to get the first two guys that they weren't around. They have to pay Kefil. Why do they have to pay Kefil? What were they trying to make the guy lose? They weren't making the guy lose Kefil because he admitted Ganafti. So he was paying one anyway. So if anything, you were obligating the guy to pay the second one. But you weren't obligating the guy to pay two because he admitted that he has to pay. So why are you saying that the original didn't have to pay two, the Kaharan should have to pay one? The Kaharan says, but the Kambo did, the Ganav, the fact that he admits he was Ganav, can't buy a Shinume. You're right. Tini Tashlume Kefil. Which means they have to pay to get it to Kefil. Which means the Ganav will pay his one, that he was Modeh on, the Kaharan, and so maybe we'll have to pay the additional ones altogether. It'll be Tashlum Kefil, but not that they have to pay actually Kefil itself. Which means, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Tashlum Kefil, Mishalmin et Kefil. Vehu Mishalim Shelosha Levad HaKeren. Which according to Sumchus, he has to pay the three.
Yeah.
Because the witnesses are witnesses. So the three, and then the other two come from the keren of the ganav's hoda'ah. Right, he's paying three from tashlume kef, tashlume arba v'hamisha, from those. There's more there, so he has to pay one, and then the edim zomemim have to pay the one to make it to arba v'hamisha. So as she says, mishalmin et kefil, v'hu mishal shalosha levad hakeren, besides the keren. He's paying three plus Kedin.
Yeah, it's four.
That's four. And they have to pay one, because that's all they were really trying to be. Mafsidim. That's all they were trying to be, Mafsidim. Which means the Gemara's question is like this. When these witnesses came into Beit Din and said, Ganafta. You're right, at that point, they're trying to make the guy pay Kefil. Right. But Beit Din didn't posek anything yet. And until Beit Din is posek, I have to pay Kefil. So they're really not considered Zomimim for Kefil yet. They just now gave a claim. What happened? Before anybody ruled anything in Beit Din, the Ganav walks in, yes, I did it. Okay, so now really he's admitting
one.
So if anything, these Edim Zomimim are just trying, they were trying to tack on an extra one. Oh, so the Gemara says, Sumchus, why did you say the Edim Zomimim have to pay Kefil? The Chalei should only have to pay one. The Gemara says, you're right. Don't say they have to pay Kefil. It's Tashlume Kefil, which is altogether it'll be Kefil. How? The Edim Zomimim pay one. The Ganav pays Kedin, that's two, plus the three, according to Sumchus, that's how you get the five. But in the Chanameh, the Edim Zimun will have to pay one. Baruch Amar Adam, Amen.